Let the name of the Lord be glorified. I thank Lord for giving me an opportunity to share my testimony before you all. First of all, please accept my apology if you find any grammatical mistake or errors. So, I never thought that I would be here in front of such a lovely family here. As I explained on 31st of December, you all such know about me. Some of them was not there, so it will be a replica of my testimony on that day. So I was born and brought up and raised in a Christian brethren family, and I got saved in 5th May 2003. I accepted the Lord Jesus as my one and only Savior during a Bible camp. There I realized that I'm a sinner, and I realized one more thing that actually, when I say about my background, my family background, I'm the fourth generation, and the fourth generation were in the same Belgian family. But that the generation is not a reason for a savior. Because if a person want to get saved, we need to realize what our sinner, what our Jesus Christ did for us. So in Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10 says, Romans chapter 10 verse 9 and 10. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved. That strike me most, and then I came to know. I was at the age in 2003. I was in 4th standard. My family, like my father and mother, used to take me for the Sunday school, Bible camps, everywhere. So I will sit like a child in the corner, and I used to sing praises and all such things. That's all. But on that day, when I went for the camp, these words strike me most. So on that day, I accept the Lord Jesus Christ. He died for me. And in 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. So from that day onwards, I became a new person. I started to live as a child of God. In 3rd May, 2011, I got baptized and started to take part in Lord's table. And I finished my schooling in 2012. Then I started my struggle at that time. So then 12th grade, that's the schooling age, then I need to go to colleges. So my intention is I just want to take I want to become a mechanical engineer. So my friends and their families, they demotivated me by saying, like, it's better to put a garage in your hometown instead of going for further studies, because I was not that much excellence in studies. So at that time, during that time, my family also find it financially difficult to meet my needs. But my mom, I used to say she's a woman of a prayer. She used to wake up in the night, midtime, like, whenever I used to wake up night, like 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, she used to wake up by 3 o'clock and pray for the sick peoples, for the ministries and all. Then I asked my mom, it's like, mom, why? Then she said, I say to her, you look after your health. You just take a sleep. Then she used to say, I'm praying for the needy peoples and missionaries and the all people. So our Lord will take care of you all. And my father and mother, during my struggle times in college days, so they used to say, he will give a way, he know everything. So we can pray to Lord by all your prayer matters. As a result of that, and by grace of God, I completed my studies in 2018. So at that time, I hold 2 degrees. That's one in bachelor and one in master degree in mechanical engineering. Then I started like 2018, I finished everything. So I started to work in 2018 in my hometown. From that day onwards, like for a couple of months, it's everything's okay, went very well. After that, real struggle started again. So Corona, that time, that's a pathetic condition for everyone. So my current job at that time also having the same issue. At that time, Sharon, she came to Ireland here, and my father, mother, Sharon says like, it's better to move to Ireland for your better life. And I never say no to my parents. In Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 says, Ephesians 6 1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. So from that day onwards, to be honest with you all, I'm very homesick. I don't want to leave my parents in India. So, and basically I'm from a business family, so I just want to run that business, plus I just want to do my engineering job as well. So that's sleepless nights again started. Sharon, she started to contact a consultancy. They started to rank me day by day. I ignore at first. Then they said to Sharon, like, he's not responding my calls and all. So then father and Sharon say, why you are not responding at? Then I, then the very next day when they rang me, then I say, it's better you choose a course for me. I will be happy if that will be in Waterford. So they said, there is a course, Innovative Technology Engineering. May or may not suit your mechanical engineering. Then I say, okay, you just choose that one. I don't have any issue with that. Then again, sleepless night started. My thoughts and my thinking, I started to think, overthink all those things, like about my future studies, all my burdens, struggles, and I started to calculate in my own ways. So actually that calculation is not in Lord's way, because that was not the right thinking, because I don't want to study anymore furthermore, because I completed 6 years of degree in engineering, so I don't want to be further studies. Then this led me more depressed and afraid. I started to cry the whole nights. One day I sat with my father, mother, and I said, and I explained everything to them. Then my father said a Bible verse that became more inspired for me. That verse is Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 and 9. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 8 and 9. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, say the Lord. When I heard this word, I heard this many a time, but that situation, when I heard this from my father, then I realized that I need to pray. I need to pray about these things. If it's your will, then I started to pray. If it's your will, I will go. Otherwise, it's all up to Lord. Then everything came across that day. Myself and Bino planned to travel in the same flight, everything. So then I said to my father, I'll go there. If I didn't find the church not good, then I'll get more depressed. Because during my college days, I was 6 years in near to my county, Kerala, it's in Tamil Nadu. So the church was not that much good enough for me at that time. So it's like, so I used to come all Friday. It's like I used to travel every Friday and I worship the Lord in my church. Then I'll go back. So I used to travel 170 kilometer once, I had like 340 in Indian road. So it's hard for me, but I used to enjoy because it's like I have a good fellowship on Sunday. So, and during my those days, it's like Lord helped me through many life-threatening issues. I still remember one thing, it was noted in my paper. When I was traveling back from my college, it's in a very I hope it's like 11 to 12 in the midnight, because at that time the traffic is a little bit calm and quiet. So I was driving the car. So one truck was in front of me. I was just tailgating that truck. Suddenly this truck stopped. I just hit everything into that. I just kept like this my head. Then I see why airbag is not working. Why airbag is it's not working. Then after just a few seconds, that truck just moved in front of me. Then I came to know that that truck carried the form, bed form. So Lord help me. Then I stopped the car. Then I check everything. No scratch at all to that car and myself. So I thank Lord. I just stayed there for 10 minutes because it's everything sticking. I just wonder, it's like, why windshield is not broken? Airbag is not work. Everything is like, when I reach my home, when I say to my father, he said, think about the Lord scaring, how he's scaring his people. It's like, if something, like, usually there are timber lorries. That's a night at that time. Usually I used to see, it's like 5 or 10 within 5 kilometers. But Lord saved me through many. But if I started to say it, I won't. It won't take time. It will take so many times. Then that's the way. Then when I reached here for the first day, I still remember I sat here. And that day I realized that God gave me one more gift, like a Waterford Church Assembly. That's my family here anyway. So I'm so happy to that. And the next, it's like the church family supported me so far. If I started to say everything, I cannot finish that even in time limit. But I just want to say some. It's like the church people's, like church members, played a vital role in my life so far, because through my struggle times, during my all my situations, when I remember now, it's like all the supports during my hard times. If I started, when I started my schooling, I don't have any job, so I started to ask the prayer request to all the churches here. So everyone started to pray for me. Then I got a job. Then to finish my studies, I find very hard here because the system is entirely different, education system. So I find very hard to complete those things. So everyone prayed for me. Then my job, then my visas, then my marriage, then Christie's visas, Christie's job, everything. So step by step, you just raised through your all prayers. So I'm so thankful, and so I'm glad to say that. And through my hard times, some Bible verse which helped me. If anyone is hearing me today, if anyone is disappointed, depressed, carrying burdens, anxiety about the future, or fear, weakness, financial problem, helpless in some situations, or looking for some peace at this stage or at this moment, I want to share some verse which helped me through, helped me through overcome, how I just overcome these all situations. Start everything with prayer. That's the first thing I just want to say. Start everything with prayer. Even if we start a day, or if we start a small thing, start with prayer. In Psalms, I would like to read some verses. Psalms 55, verse 22. Psalms 55, verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. And the next verse, like 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. I just want to read a couple of verses, sorry. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 7. Cast all your care upon him, for he cares for you. And Proverbs 3, chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. And Psalms 46, verse 1 and 2. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of sea. And Psalms 56, 3. What time I am afraid, I will trust in thee. And Philippians 4, verse 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. And the last verse which helped me most, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5 and 6. Hebrews chapter 13, 5 and 6. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. In relation to my life, I try to avoid the blessings from Lord. I tried to run away from God's plans. I tried many ways to ignore coming to Ireland. Now I realize that if you are a chosen one, that's my, when I reach here after a couple of months, after 1 year, I used to realize that if you are a chosen one, God has a plan for you. So the Lord has a plan. Whatever burdens come across your life, Lord will make you reach there with all his guidance. And I just want to say one thing, like, are you a chosen one? Who all believed in the Lord are chosen one. And 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 9. But ye are chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and holy nation, a peculiar people, that ye should shew for the praise of him who hath called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. If God's predestination in a person, if a person has the call of God, if a God plans is foreseen in a person, a blessing that surpasses many will be found in that person. I am example for that, actually, for that. So I would like to read a couple of verses from scripture portion, which I'd say is like the chosen people, like a two characters. So could you please help me to read Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 8. Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 8. Could anyone help me to read that one? Sorry.
So it was as the multitude pressed about him to hear the word of God, that he stood by the lake of Gennesaret, and saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone from them and were washing their nets. And he got into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes from the boat. And when he had stopped speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep and let down your nets for a catch. But Simon answered and said to him, Master, we've toiled all night and caught nothing. Nevertheless, at your word, I will let down the net. And when they had done this, they caught a great number of fish, and their net was breaking. So they signaled to their partners in the other boat to come over and help them. And they came and filled both boats, so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord.
When we go through these verses, we can see Simon Peter worked a whole night and came back without a single fish and desperately washing his net. In verse 1, it says, like, Jesus Christ preaching the word of God in the same lake, the people are rushing to hear the word of God. So the second verse that strikes me most, and saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their nets. So that two ships we can see in that lake, we can found that two ships. And the third verse says, he entered into one of the ship, which Simon's. So we can see that, I think like this, why he, like Jesus Christ has, why he choose that Simon Peter's ship? Is there any other ship in that place? In modern words, we can say it's like maybe the boats with the motors, like maybe cruise ships, maybe kind of good ships will be there. But why he choose the Simon Peter, like the poor man's ship? Why? Jesus has the opportunity to get into different ships on that lake. Why did he choose that? I realized two reasons, like God's callings towards the Peter and God's predestination was there with the Simon Peter. So I can say like that, the Simon Peter was a chosen one in that case. Why he chose? Because he has a God's callings towards the Peter. The same thing we can see in David's, like the Lord anointing the David in 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 10 to 13. 1 Samuel chapter 16 verse 10 to 13. Again, Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And the Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And the Samuel said unto Jesse, are here all thy children? And he said, there remained yet the youngest, and behold, he keep the sheep. And the Samuel said unto Jesse, send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither. And he sent and brought him in. Now he was ready, and with all of beauty, countenance, and goodly to look. And the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is he. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. So here I can say it's like Jesse has brought his seven children. And the Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord did not choose any one of them. Lord did not choose any one of them. Why he did not choose? Because it's like we can see, there was a rejected man in his family, David. The God has a plan and vision about his life. That's why he chose David. And the same thing I can see in Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 to 2. Jonah chapter 1, verse 1 and 2. Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their weakness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa. He found a ship going to Tarshish, so he paid the fare thereof, and went down into it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of God. We can see here that Jonah was chosen by God, and it's a beautiful book. I used to read many times. I just want to finish within just one line. It's like, actually he ran from Lord's presence. Lord took him back to Nineveh. In chapter 3, we can see he preached what Lord said. In Jonah chapter 3, verse 5. So the people of Nineveh believed the God. We can see that here, Lord has a plan to Jonah to preach the word and to bring back the peoples in Nineveh. But we all know he just tried to flee from Lord's way, and through many struggles, he came back. So here we can see that Lord has a plan to Jonah, but he ran from Lord's presence. Lord, take him back Nineveh because he was chosen by God. Yes, I can say that we are all chosen by God. once again, like, again, says like everyone, the Lord chooses people have, we have, he has a plan and purpose in our life. Once again, I thank God and church members for giving me an opportunity to share my testimony. Let the name of the Lord be glorified.